Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Mom Accountant Talk Podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. We talked about in the last video how we've been on a bit of a video recording. Hey, I'm human. We talked about how we've been a little bit AWOL for the last couple of months. Blessed to be so busy, but hoping to get things back on track. So here's the second effort to do so. So today, I thought we would talk about some dollars and cents of financial stress. So given my day-to-day 9-to-5 being an accountant, obviously I get to have a lot of conversations with people about their money, their life, things that stress them out, and unbelievably high numbers of people struggle with financial stress. Whenever I do tax talks now, I always throw out the statistic that money and finances end more marriages than infidelity. And I say that, and it's a sad fact, but it's true. So my business primarily is financial health and helping people get caught up, or, you know, I help them uncover themselves in these big financial messes, whether it be just current taxes, whether it be, you know, previous taxes, whether it be redoing things because of some bad information, or whether it be starting from scratch because they just, you know, maybe that's the first time that they're doing taxes, or maybe they're a student or a senior. Maybe it's budgeting or tax planning or strategically coming up with financial plans for them for their retirement. This is my cup of tea, and this is what I love to do on a daily basis. I get, like I said, just a lot of people that will sit down and you can just see it coming off people in waves. You know, if you think about being a dork and an anime nerd and you see all the little like stress lines coming out of people, that's what people are. And I don't blame them. My biggest pet peeve when it comes to money and finances is that the internet is a big place, and yes, there's a ton of information, and of course people are proactive, but there's also as much misinformation as there is good information. So it's one of those things that can really add to financial stress. If you're like, hey, I'm just going to open Google, I'm going to figure out how to do this myself, it's going to be awesome. How many of you have ever heard me say, it's not awesome, right? It's overwhelming, it's scary, it's crazy. And the other thing that I have a pet peeve with when it comes to my industry is my brother's mother's sister's third cousin's niece three times removed is an accountant, don't you know? And they know everything about accounting. I mean, why would you trust me? I'm just a professional that spent my whole life doing this, right? But we've all heard it, right? We've all had somebody, okay, well, I own a business, you own a business, let's talk. Well, just because they may have run a business, or just because they are even currently running a business, or because it happens, they may not run a business at all. People have their own experiences. And just because something works well for somebody else's business doesn't always mean it applies to yours. So having, you know, a professional third-party service come in and sit down, look at your business, your life, your finances with an unbiased opinion is a way to get some hopefully real help. And through, you know, checks and balances and processes, we can work towards bringing down the financial stresses that are currently, you know, that you're currently battling. So kind of run through some ideas, you know, talk about kind of some common misconceptions and, you know, just hopefully kind of make it a little bit more understandable that financial stress is there. It's going to happen. Everybody deals with it. But there's some things that you can do so that we can avoid, you know, this getting out of hand. And then, you know, how we hopefully keep the stress in check when it comes to our money and finance. So you've checked your bank account and found that you only have $42 left in your savings accounts. You've received at least 3 phone calls this morning from creditors who are wondering why your payments are late. Your car payment is due in 3 days and you're not sure how you'll pay the bill. Last month, your landlord threatened to evict you when your rent check did not arrive on the first of the month. If this scenario sounds familiar, you may be experiencing finance-induced stress. From time to time, all of us suffer from it to one degree or another. Financial stress is simply a fact of modern life. No matter how hard we work, no matter how diligent we are at trying to save our money, we may find that we have great difficulty paying all of our bills. This can be particularly true if we've been hit with a major traumatic event, such as the death of a spouse or a family member, a divorce, or a serious illness. Financial stress can be felt in a number of ways. For example, You might have difficulty sleeping at night because you're worried about your finances. You might find yourself short-tempered, and as a result, you might be experiencing conflict with your spouse or your family or your coworkers. You may find that you're yelling at your children for minor infractions, or you might even get hit with panic attacks at work. The fact is, financial stress can cause you tremendous physical and psychological discomfort. It can lead to anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, or even strokes and heart attacks. As a result, financial stress is actually a serious, though often unrecognized, health concern. In essence, your financial problems may be making you sick, actually. But how do you address what can seem to be such an insurmountable problem? To begin with, it's important that you go to your doctor and have a complete physical if things are just getting out of hand, okay? State your symptoms and note that you believe that financial stress might be the cause. Your doctor might then even refer you to a psychiatrist or a psychologist or somebody, a therapist, for, you know, so for some conversations, or if needed, you know, anti-anxiety medications, things like that, that can help you work through your problems, okay? Next, consider consulting a certified financial planner. He or she can help you to realize your short-term and long-term financial goals. Don't be embarrassed to let these people know the extent of your financial problems. Remember that the only way to really attack finance-induced stress is to meet the difficulty head-on. Trying to dodge the problem, pretending that things are not as bad as they are, will only exacerbate your troubles in the end. Your financial planner will probably want you to come up with a workable budget. I know. It's the ugly B word, but it's a huge piece of your financial stress. It's important to be realistic when crunching numbers. It does little good for you to make up a budget that looks fine on paper, but that doesn't work in the real world. Make sure you budget for all the essentials, food, clothing, you know, healthcare, shelter, and also try to budget for long-term priorities such as, you know, education savings or retirement. Also, don't forget to allot at least a small portion of your budget to recreation and entertainment. You'll need a few diversions in order to be a less stressed individual. If you're looking for a really easy, simple life hack on how to come up with a budget, take 3 months of bank statements from your personal or your business or both or your credit cards, whatever you've got, start an Excel document and start tracking each of the expenses and then start to figure out what it is. So if you're going out and you're ordering food, that's your meals. If you're going out and you're buying groceries, that's your groceries, your rent, your utilities, your cell phone, your vehicle, like all that stuff. Put it in a spreadsheet, total it up, and you've got a pretty good working theory on what you're spending your money on and what your budget should look like. In the beginning, you might want to track every little expenditure that you make. This can be difficult, especially if you're not used to that kind of record keeping, but it can be quite instructive. You might not realize, for instance, just how much money you're spending on, you know, lattes or how much you're devoting to the daily lottery drawings. By doing the record keeping, you might discover ways that you can trim your budget without really feeling the pinch. It's important that you save a portion of your money in order to pay for the unexpected. From time to time, all of us are hit with bills that seem to come out of the blue. Your savings will act as a kind of insurance policy against disaster. With some money in the bank, even if it's a small amount in the beginning, you'll be able to, you know, weather the financial storms that come your way, and you might find those middle of the night worries disappearing, knowing that you are doing all you can to get your finances under control. This is one of the easiest life hacks that I can recommend to my clients when it comes to getting a handle on how they're spending their money. As an accountant, obviously, we sit down with businesses all the time, and this is what our job is to do. Take every record of everything they've spent money on, put it into spreadsheets, put it into programs, and spit out a report that says you've spent $9,432 on Skip the Dishes. Hey, you might want to reconsider. Now, you're probably laughing, going, holy crap, who spends $9,400 on Skip the Dishes? Statistics for 2018-2019 say that on average, Canadian households are spending anywhere from, you know, $4,200 to $11,000 on eating out. That's not groceries. That's eating out. Excuse me. So, you know, when we think about it and you sit there and you're like, I don't spend that much. I challenge you. go put together a 3-month, Excel document, track your banking, your credit cards, what you're putting away for savings, what you take in for paychecks, track it and see what you actually spend your money on. You might be surprised. And I sincerely believe that there's always a way that once you see those numbers and you put the dots together, that you can actually reduce what you spend your money on. There's a scientific theory behind you being aware of something and then being more conscious going forward to make a change. Whereas if you ostrich your life and you stick your head in the sand and you don't do any of those things, you're going to always feel like you're running, 12 steps behind, you're underwater, things don't make sense, you're panicking, you're having anxiety, and it's just not good long-term for your physical or mental health. So from your neighborhood-friendly accountant, that's my tips on how to really focus on the dollars and cents of financial stress, and hopefully a quick and easy, simple solution. And I mean, yeah, it's not going to take you 2 minutes to do. It might take you a week to put together. Do it a little bit at a time, put it together. And if you're really ambitious, do more. But you should have some kind of working budget so that you know what your means are and whether you're pushing the boundaries every month or whether you're living within your means. So I am super, super excited to be back making episodes for you guys. Thank you guys so much for bearing with us and our little bit of hiatus here. We're working hard to bring one episode a week to you guys ongoing again. So if you guys have suggestions, things you'd like to hear us talk about, things like that, we super, super, super appreciate feedback and recommendations and questions and comments. So you can either message us through our email, you can message us on Facebook, you can send us any way you can physically talk to us. And hopefully we can get your guys' suggestions and make some better episodes for you guys that will help you combat the worst of the financial problems that you're dealing with. So again, thank you so much. This is Mom Accountant Talk Podcast, and I appreciate your guys' time, and I'll catch you guys next time. Thanks.